poll, 79% of Venezuelans support Trump arresting Maduro. By Christian K. Caruso on January 13, 2026. A study conducted by the Colombian polling firm National Consulting Center, CNC, found that 79% of Venezuelans see the U.S. law enforcement operation that led to the capture of deposed socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro as positive. The study also found that 49% of respondents believe that the United States currently controls Venezuela, against 43% who answered that the ruling socialist regime is the one in control instead. The Colombian newspaper El Tiempo published the study's results on Tuesday morning and detailed that CNC conducted its survey across all 23 states in Venezuela and the capital district via telephone between January 5 to 9, days after the January 3, 2026 capture of Nicolás Maduro and his wife Celia Flores. CNC found that, overall, the most positive response to the United States capture of Maduro came from Venezuelan women, with 82% of respondents expressing their support against 75% of the men. By age group, the most positive response came from those aged 25 to 34 and 55 to 69. The poll found 81% of respondents in both brackets answering to be in favor, followed by 80% of young men and women aged 18 to 24. Among those over the age of 70, 71% of respondents gave a positive assessment of the events. The fact that the survey was conducted nationwide shows that this sentiment is not limited to Caracas, but is widespread throughout the country, CNC analyst Carlos Lemoyne explained to El Tiempo. El Tiempo reported that, although the study found overwhelming support for Maduro's capture and subsequent detention, analysis of CNC's reveals a climate of expectations mixed with fear. 61% of respondents answered that they believe that Venezuela will prosper now that Maduro is gone, against 11% who think the situation will worsen. Related, Donald Trump, we're in charge in Venezuela. Similarly, 61% of respondents also answered that they believe that the Venezuelan socialist regime will exercise greater repression over citizens, against 39% who believe that there will be greater respect for human rights. People expect Venezuela to prosper, but they are very afraid that repression will increase, Lemoyne stressed to El Tiempo, and added that the results reflect the perception of a regime that, although still in power, has been weakened. U.S. forces carried out an unprecedented operation in Venezuela on January 3 to arrest Maduro and his wife Celia Flores, both of whom are presently detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, undergoing trial proceedings on multiple narco-terrorism charges. Since then, the Venezuelan socialist regime is being led by acting President Delcy Rodríguez, who occupied the position of vice president and oil minister at the time of Maduro's capture. President Donald Trump has told reporters over the past days that Rodríguez is cooperating with the United States and is engaged in close talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Locally, however, Rodríguez maintains a seemingly conflictive stance, and has claimed that she is in charge of the ruling socialist regime. There is an acting president and there is a president held hostage in the United States, Delcy Rodríguez said this week. In the hours following Maduro's capture, the Venezuelan regime deployed a nationwide intimidation and repression campaign against anyone who dares to celebrate the downfall of Nicolás Maduro, with several reports of individuals being arrested by local police for celebrating Maduro's capture. At the forefront of the new repression campaign stands Interior Minister and wanted alleged drug lord, Diosdado Cabello, who controls the Venezuelan regime's brutally repressive apparatus in addition to the colectivos, armed socialist paramilitary thugs at the service of the regime. The U.S. Embassy in Bogotá, Colombia, which handles all Venezuela-related consular affairs since Maduro cut ties with the U.S. in 2019, warned that colectivo members are actively hunting American citizens or those who support the United States. Related, Donald Trump, I told Maduro you've got to surrender. Last week, Cabello, widely considered to be the most dangerous strongman in the socialist regime, warned that the ruling socialists have the monopoly of weapons in Venezuela. Over the past week, Cabello has filmed himself at nighttime alongside armed Venezuelan law enforcement officials in different locations in Caracas, threatening civilians under the premise that doubt is treason. asked by CNC on who has the power in Venezuela. 49% of respondents said that America currently controls the country against 43% who believe the socialist regime is in control instead. Only 8% answered that they perceive an openness towards the opposition. The Venezuelan people have no voice at this time, Lemoine told El Tiempo. According to the study's results, 67% of respondents answered that it is very important that free elections be held in Venezuela in this year. The study found that 68% of respondents would vote for Nobel Peace Prize winner and anti-socialist Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. 14% would vote for exiled Venezuelan president-elect Edmundo González. 9% for Delcy Rodriguez, and only 8% for Nicolás Maduro. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.